You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. Texas leads the nation in utilities shutting off electricity and natural gas services to customers who can't afford their energy bills. That's according to a report released by the U.S. Energy Information Administration. TPR's David Martin Davies has more.
The report looks at the total number of final notices, disconnections, and reconnections issued each month for the calendar year of 2024. But Margot Weiss, executive director of the Texas Energy Poverty Research Institute, says the situation has gotten worse.
So we already see, especially low and moderate income Texans, really struggling with their bill. According to our survey data of low and moderate income Texans, 50% report that they struggle every month to pay their energy bills, and they give up a lot of basic essential needs to be able to pay those energy bills.
Weiss said Texas residents make up about 9% of the national electricity customers, but 22% of all disconnections were in Texas.
So we're seeing a real challenge specifically in Texas, where we purport to have very low electricity bills.
In the last 5 years, Texas electricity rates have risen approximately 30% because of extreme weather and policy changes instituted after the 2021 freeze and grid blackout. Weiss said by the end of the decade, Texas electricity rates could spike another 30%, largely due to cover the cost of adding data centers and other large load operations. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
Saturday was election day for several San Antonio area school board and municipal races. TPR's Camille Phillips reports local education elections had two upsets.
Alamo College's trustee Leslie Sakonowitz lost his bid for re-election, coming in third place in a four-way race that's now headed to a runoff on June 13th. Northeast ISD trustee Diane Skiba Villarreal also lost her seat. Villarreal was elected in 2022 on a conservative parental rights platform, a stance she continued while speaking in favor of defying the Texas Education Agency over the district's cell phone policy. The victorious challengers in both the Alamo Colleges and the NAISD elections were endorsed by the Northeast Bexar County Democrats. Meanwhile, incumbents won re-election in Alamo Heights, Medina Valley, and Southwest ISD, fending off challenges from candidates with backgrounds in education, government, healthcare, and the sciences. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.
The San Antonio Food Bank is kicking off its Stamp Out Hunger food drive with a goal of collecting 500,000 pounds of food in a single day. TPR's Corey Cook has the details.
On Saturday, May 9th, members of the National Association of Letter Carriers will collect food donations. San Antonio Food Bank CEO Eric Cooper said it's the largest single one-day food drive held each year for South Texas.
You know, we're just so humbled, so grateful for our city for donating, and then the letter carriers doing all the heavy lifting.
Cooper said it's easy to donate. Just leave food donations by your mailbox or on your front porch, and postal workers and volunteers will pick them up. Apartment residents can leave goods by their mailbox. The call to action is for everyone to give at least 1 pound of food. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
The San Antonio Spurs and the Minnesota Timberwolves open their second round playoff series tonight at 8:30 p.m. at the Frost Bank Center. Victor Wembanyama says the team is ready for a tougher test.
We're excited. We're locked in. We know it's going to be even harder than the first series.
There's some uncertainty heading into Game 1 as the Timberwolves monitor the status of All-Star guard Anthony Edwards. With the break between rounds, Wembanyama says the Spurs' focus has been on staying grounded.
I feel like in our job is we must find harmony in chaos.
A watch party is planned tonight at the Rock at La Cantera. The Spurs La Zona pop-up shop is open along Commerce Street. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.